In ancient times, people sought to explain solar eclipses by saying a beast had devoured the sun. Mitzi Adams, an astrophysicist at NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center in Alabama, says that is just one of the many myths linked to celestial happenings, as people came up with legends to explain what was unknown and frightening.
There are quite a few linked to solar and lunar eclipses. I think probably in my experience with myths and legends, the solar eclipses, because they occur during the day, are much more dramatic because you're going from daylight to darkness.
Ancient myths explain the daylight to darkness phenomenon in a similar way with multiple variations. In India, Indonesia, and China, the sun-eating beast was a dragon. Siberians heard tales of sun-swallowing vampires. In Vietnam, it was devoured by a giant frog. Holly Gilbert, an astrophysicist at NASA, explains the science behind the spectacle of the sun's disappearance.
And the moon just happens to be at the exact perfect distance away from the Earth that it completely blocks out just the disk of the sun.
Or, to go into a little more depth.
So during a total solar eclipse, the moon comes between the sun and the Earth, and it casts a shadow on the Earth. And for those people that happen to be in that small area where the shadow is, they're going to experience what we call a total solar eclipse.
Just where do those people need to be standing to get a great view of this event?
Do you like the South Pacific?
That is Mitzi Adams again.
Probably the best thing to do would be to take a cruise in the South Pacific. Totality can be seen from the Easter Islands, from the Cook Islands, if you like, the southern tip of South America, Patagonia. I've really always wanted to go to Patagonia. That's a great place to observe the eclipse.
And indeed, there will be people traveling to witness this celestial spectacle. Various tour organizers have offered now sold-out solar eclipse travel packages that include trips to and around the South Pacific. NASA's Fred Espenak, who has earned the nickname Mr. Eclipse, can understand the allure of experiencing it on Easter Island, where the total eclipse will last about 5 minutes.
One of the most unique things about this particular eclipse is that it crosses a very interesting archaeological site, Easter Island. And on Easter Island, there are these great statues that were erected 1,000, 1,500 years ago. A lot of mystery about these statues. But in any case, this is the first total eclipse that's hit the island in about 1,400 years.
Espenak says the central eclipse path begins Sunday in the South Pacific, about 700 kilometers southeast of Tonga, at 18:15 Universal Time, or UTC. He says the path ends in southern Argentina at 20:52 UTC.
The path of the moon's shadow starts about 1,000 miles north of New Zealand, sweeps across the Pacific Ocean, and it ends at sunset in Tierra del Fuego in Chile and Argentina.
It was in Argentina, in ancient times, that people explained the solar eclipse by saying a jaguar ate the sun. Skywatchers, take note. Experts say that even when 99% of the sun's surface is obscured, the remaining crescent is still intense enough to cause a retinal burn. But they say it is safe to look up at a total eclipse of the sun with the naked eye. Suzanne Presto, VOA News, Washington.